Steve Scott back at the radio station. Scott Smith doing stats. Roger Grossman and Andy Manis on the call of the opening game of the season for Warsaw. Fort Wayne Snyder from Spuller Stadium at Northrop High School here in Fort Wayne. Warsaw fumbled on two of their first three plays from scrimmage. Snyder cashed that in for 10 points, and then Warsaw on their third drive went 80 yards and scored a touchdown. The extra point was blocked, and it's Snyder 10 and Warsaw 6 as we start the second quarter of play with a third down and 6 coming up for the Panthers at their own 31-yard line.
Needless to say, this is a big play of this drive.
Well, if you could get off the field and get the ball back in decent field position, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Harris has Buchanan to his right and Davis behind him in the backfield. Third down and 6. Low snap, good snap, throw the near side, got a man open. It is Johnson, and Johnson looks like he's got the first down. He does. On a gain of 8 out to the 39-yard line of the Panthers, and Snyder's got a first down.
That was just a simple out pattern. A little bit of a cushion there, and quarterback took advantage of it.
8-yard gain. And the catch made by Breshawn Johnson, number 7. First down for the Panthers at their 39, 11:47 left to play in the first half. And they will hand off to Buchanan running left, and he runs into Nathan Villa, who is blitzing from his linebacker position, and it's a loss. Loss of 2 back to the 37-yard line. This is a quick defense. It is not a big defense.
Right.
They're going to have to make those kinds of plays.
And he guessed that snap count very well, because as soon as that ball was snapped, he was in the backfield, made a great open field tackle.
Buchanan on the carry, loss of 2. Yep. Second down and 12. Ball just inside the near hash mark. Again, one wide out to the right, one to the far side, which is the wide side and the left side. Shotgun snap to Harris, hands off to Davis. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, gets away, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage on a gain of 2. Stopped by Grady Nelson, Quentin Wilson, and Contreras, who's in there on defense. It's third down and 10, Snyder.
Been super impressed with that defensive line so far for Warsaw. They've, for the most part, stuck it to Snyder as far as their rushing attack.
Can they keep it up for four quarters using all the guys that they're using two ways? They'll go 3 wideouts this time with only one guy in the backfield. That's Davis to the left of Harris. Harris takes the snap, drops the throw, blitz coming. He gets away. Turns up field to the 40, makes a man miss at the 45 and gets tripped up, and a flag comes in. And I think we're going to have a block in the back down here near the first down marker. Let's see. They're going to throw the flag at the 50. Well, I'm not sure he made the first down. It's going to be really close.
So you're saying that it would be a first down?
I don't know if it would be. It would be very close. Holding against the Panthers. So the penalty flag is on the near sideline, outside the numbers, right at the 50-yard line. So that's going to move it back 10 yards.
So that'll replay third down.
So to replay third down.
It should, right?
Well, I think that's part of the discussion. So you're going to move the ball to the...
That's not right.
1 yard too far.
That's not right.
Nope.
It's 2 yards. Well, they're going to...
Okay. Third down and 11, where they put the ball down.
Not sure that's the right spot, but
no, I'm sure it's not.
Yep.
But we've seen a couple of shaky moments already from this crew. Third and 11. Harris with Davis to his left will fake the handoff and get hit. He fumbled the football. The Tigers are picking it up. It is Ty Martin. Martin's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! a fumble, a scoop, and a score. Ty Martin's in the end zone, and the Tigers have the lead here in the second quarter. Holy cow.
That was an incredible play. I'm not sure. I didn't quite see who knocked that ball out, but somebody punched that ball out, and Ty was right there. Fortunate bounce. It bounced right up into his hands, and he used that speed that Ty's got to get in the end zone. He did break a tackle. Well, I thought he was going to get tackled at like the 15-yard line, but he broke that tackle, scored a touchdown, his first ever touchdown as a varsity football player.
Now the extra point. First one was blocked. Good snap. Spot is down. The kick is even lower. So that will have to be worked on, but Warsaw with a 12-10 lead over Snyder. 9:49 left to play. First half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis. What a turn of events here, Andy Manis. What a game we are seeing here tonight at Spoelstra Stadium. Warsaw fumbled on two of their first three possessions and now has the lead here in the second.
I'd like to say I'd like to get off this roller coaster, but I'm kind of having a fun time on it.
Well, as long as we keep going the same direction. Right, as long as we keep going the same direction, right, Everything's fine. Tigers 12-10 leaders now with 9:49 left to play in the first half. We welcome a new sponsor to Tiger Football. And we're excited to have the good people at Smith Appliance as the sponsor of the halftime show. So the Smith Appliance halftime show is coming up. Whitaker to kick off from the 40. And a run up. And a high short kick. And this will be a flag down back at the 40-yard line. It looks like Warsaw may have jumped the gun.
They don't call it often.
We saw it twice in a playoff game last fall.
That's right. That's right.
And I went back and checked. We saw it once the whole rest of the season. But when you watch the film, it was pretty obvious. They got it right. You just don't ever see it happen.
Well, they didn't mark any yardage off.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe he didn't have permission to kick yet?
Maybe.
Whitaker. Now Snyder's creeping up. They're expecting a short kick. And now whistles sound again. And I don't understand what's going on.
I'm not sure either.
The referee is up to the 15-yard line, trying to communicate with his partners. They're all wearing headsets, but he had to run forward to have a chat. And now Whitaker will run up, and he'll pitch it high, short. It's going to land at the 33 and be grabbed at the 30. Oh, hit hard there is Johnson, and he'll be pushed back. They're going to give him forward progress to the 34-yard line, and a flag comes in at the very end. And I'm talking way after everything was over. So let's see what that's about. Snyder will take over. Right now the ball is at the 34. The flag has been put at the 30-yard line. It had to be something in the pile at the end.
Right.
That's so the only...
Some sort of...
The old giving him the business. Yeah. Still waiting for a signal from the official. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I saw the official do. Like a pass interference call.
Right.
The official put two hands, one in front of each shoulder, and thrust them forward. I've never seen that on a kickoff. I have no idea what the call is there.
I don't either.
It's a 10-yard penalty, and it backs Snyder up to the 20-yard line. So it's a 10-yard penalty.
Is he meaning to say that they pushed?
I don't know.
Like,
not sure.
Huh. Interesting.
All the momentum wearing white and black at the moment. Warsaw is down 10-0. Now they lead 12-10. 9:43 left to play here in the first half. Harris. They give it on the handoff to Reigns, trying to turn the corner. He gets hit, and he's thrown to the ground. Flores Ortega at full speed, racing up the side or up the line of scrimmage. stops his man right at the line. No gain on the play for Reigns. Second down and 10.
Heck of an instinctive player there. Just knowing what, like, he's trusting his eyes, making a read, and just making a sweet open field tackle.
Shame on Snyder for not blocking number two.
No kidding.
Warsaw's number two is pretty good. Second down and 10. Harris looks to his left at Davis. And he takes the snap, and he fakes the handoff. Now he's going to run left. He gets hit at the 23, gets across the 25, and they're going to mark him down at the 26. So that's a gain of 6 on the play. It sets up third down and 4 for Snyder.
I'll tell you what, too. They are feeling the Warsaw defense.
Yes.
We're not just tackling them. We are tackling them, making some big hits out there.
Third down and 4. They have to get the ball right to the 30-yard line to get a first down. Johnson to the near side. Reddick is into the game as a wideout on the left. Power formation with two tight ends. And the handoff up the middle, and this is Davis. And he's got a first down and more. 35, 40, up the near sideline, 45. And Robbie Strawn runs him out of bounds at the Tiger 48-yard line. That'll be a gain of 24, 25 yards. First down for Snyder. And we have a Tiger that's down. I believe that he got the wind knocked out of him. I believe that he got blocked from the blind side. Never saw it coming. I think he got the wind knocked out of him. He's got his helmet off, and the Warsaw training staff is right there to attend him. Tiger Talk tomorrow starts at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Freshman football team played Northridge last night. We're down 14-0 at halftime, lost 22-16.
Okay.
Now, Fletcher Polo is the injured Tiger. He's sitting up. When I left the athletic office at noon today, the plan was to play the JV game at Warsaw tomorrow. Snyder somehow thought the game was Monday night. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see what that looks like. Snyder with a first down. Pole is up and walking off the field. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him. I think he's going to be fine, and I think he'll be back out there. 8:12 left to play in the half, and Warsaw leading 12-10.
What a horrible feeling, though. Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a horrible feeling.
Yes. It feels like it's never going to go away.
Right.
So the Panther offense comes back out of the field. Pole goes to the sideline to be further attended to. And into the game for Warsaw to replace him is Ethan Sinclair. I got an Ethan Sinclair story that I will tell you here in just a minute. From the Tiger 48, first down and 10. This is Harris, rolling left, looking, throwing out in the flat, got a man, and the catch is made at the 33-yard line. The catch is made by Reddick, number 8. And that is a gain of 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5 coming up for Snyder. The clock continues to move, under 8 minutes left in the first half, and Warsaw leading Snyder 12-10. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation for the Panthers. Harris with two backs in the backfield, both to his right. Harris takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs upfield, gets away from one man, gets a first down, across the 40-yard line, down to the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7 yards, and another first down for the Panthers.
Big hit there by White Harmon to finish him off, but, yep, good enough for a first down.
White's got to keep his head up.
Yes, yes.
Not so much for injury, but because these guys are so quick, they can juke you.
Well, we've already seen that once tonight.
Yes, we have. From the Tiger 36, Snyder trying to regain the lead with 7:12 left to play in the half. They trail 12-10. Harris discussing things with Davis and Buchanan, who are in the backfield with him. And they will fake the handoff and running left, running away from pressure. Harris is going to take off up the far sideline, and he goes out of bounds. He ran out of space, but he gains 11 yards down to the Tiger 25-yard line and gets another Panther first down. Looked like Warsaw might get him, but Camden Bowes just could not catch up.
Yep. just had him within arm's length, just reached out to try and grab him, and quarterback was a little too fast.
And he would have scored if the field was 54 yards wide, but it's 53 and a half.
True.
And so his momentum pushed him out of bounds, or he would have kept going. Wide receivers to the left and right. The backs this time are to the right of Harris. A first to 10 for the Tiger, 25. Harris fakes the handoff. Rolling right, being chased, gets away from one, throws out in the flat, got a man at the 20. It's Davis at the 15-yard line, and he'll be tackled on the near sideline at the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 10 more yards and a first down for the Snyder offense. And their third on three consecutive plays.
And you got to give that Snyder offense a little bit of credit here for putting together a pretty good drive.
Using both the run and the pass.
Yep.
Remember that penalty backed them up to their 20-yard line. They've done it pretty quickly. Had the ball for about just over 3 minutes to go from their 20 to the Tiger 15. This time the two wide receivers line up on the left with the ball in the near hash mark. Harris leans forward, claps his hands, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs left, 15, down to the 10, stood up and pushes forward inside the 10. He'll get down to the 8-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain before he's tackled by Ty Martin for the Tigers.
And you just wonder how much fatigue is setting in at this point a little bit. Looks like the offensive line for Snyder is kind of pushing our guys around the last couple plays.
Well, we asked the question earlier. Warsaw is doing a good job on the defensive line. Can
correct.
They keep that
right.
up for four quarters?
You're right.
Second and 3 from the Tiger 8. Ball in the middle of the field. This time Harris with only Buchanan to his right. Takes the snap, takes the handoff, runs up the middle with some room. Breaks a tackle at the 7. Gets down near the 5-yard line. I think he's got the first down. The official on the near side stopped the clock. The official on the far side is closest to the chains, and it is a first down. To give him 3 yards, to give him a first down. First and goal, Panthers, with 5:36 left to play here in the first half, and Snyder leading 12, or Warsaw leading 12-10 for the moment. And a wide out to the left is Johnson, a wide out to the right is Reddick. Buchanan is in the backfield on first and goal from the 5 for Snyder. And they hand it off to Buchanan, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he got a yard to the 4. Parker Sweet crashed in there, but it was Flores Ortega that made the initial stop after a gain of 1, second down, and goal from the 4.
Yeah, these will be a big couple plays here. We've got to think if Snyder gets the 4th down, what they'll do decision-wise.
Yeah, for sure. Down by 2.
Right.
Field goal would put them in the lead. They've got a good kicker. Harris has Davis behind him on second and goal from the 4. Ball in the middle of the field. Harris takes the snap, hands off to Davis, and he dives through the hole and scores. Touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers. They have the lead back with 4:36 left to play in the half. It's Snyder 16, Warsaw 12.
And again, I said it a minute or two ago, that's just a very efficient drive from Snyder, starting at the 20-yard line. Going 80 yards, dealing with a penalty, nice mix of run and pass. That was an impressive drive from Snyder.
Davis scoring the touchdown. He and Harris for Snyder each have one. Tung now for the point after. Snap, spot, kicks up, and it's blocked. Grady Nelson came through and blocked it. And so it remains 16-12 with 4:36 left to play in the first half. We're back at 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. That's an 80-yard drive and 5 minutes and 13 seconds for Snyder. They regain the lead 16-12. We've had 3 extra points blocked in the game so far, both of Warsaw's kicks and one for Snyder. And you just don't see that very often.
No, and I think a lot of that for us, just, first game, freshman, he'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, because it really wasn't the blocking, it was the kicking.
Yeah, it was just, this, especially the second one was very low.
I'm going to say that if Warsaw offensive lineman hadn't stood up to block, it probably would have barely cleared their backsides.
Yeah.
It was that low.
And he's
again,
just,
we've seen him do it. We know he can do it. It's not about the foot.
Correct.
It's the anxiousness of the moment.
Yep.
We totally get it. At some point, he's going to be out there for a big kick for the Tigers.
Absolutely.
This season. Tongue now to kick off. Harmon and Reed are back deep for the Tigers. Tongue is three kickoffs. They've all gone for touchbacks. And he'll run to the ball and kick it away. It's high and deep, and Reed will let this one bounce 3 yards into the end zone. So Warsaw will take over from their 20, down 16-12 at Snyder with 4:36 left to play here in the first half. Again, don't forget the Smith Appliance halftime show coming up during the intermission. We'll have scoring from this first half, 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. Our good friend Steve back at the station will be giving us scores. And we'll have the first half stats all coming up.
All right.
So Warsaw, knowing that Snyder's going to get the ball to start the third quarter, would love to go down and score right before halftime. Rivich fakes the handoff, though he gives the handoff. And this will be Dalen Fitzpatrick on the carry. Dalen will get 4 yards out to the 24-yard line as the sun emerges once again here at Spuller Stadium.
The angle's a lot better, though, now.
Yes. Dalen last year, 48 carries, 249 yards, 4 touchdowns. Second down and 6 for Warsaw. Working toward the south end of Spuller Stadium. Option play up the middle, handoff, and not much room there. 2 yards for the ball carrier, and again, it's Fitzpatrick. It'll be third down and 4 coming up for the Tigers with 3:52 left to play in the first half.
And these are going to be a big couple plays here because you're right. If God forbid Snyder gets that ball back, they've got a realistic chance to score before halftime now.
Yes.
So you definitely don't want that.
And then get the 2
right.
for 1 where they get the ball to start the third.
Right.
Rivich with Fitzpatrick again behind him. Ball on the far hash mark, wide side of the field, left side of the formation. Rivich. Option play, keeps it, turns upfield, now pitches back lane. It's Harmon, 35-30, 45-40, 40-50, 45, 35-30, 25-20, touchdown! Wyatt Harmon goes 76 yards on 3rd and 4, and bang, like a lightning bolt, the Tigers are back in the lead.
It's just an option to the left, and it was a great pitch by Rivich, and we're back on the board.
I think, tell me if I'm wrong, Scott. Was he past the line of scrimmage when he pitched that ball backwards?
Yeah. I think so.
He gained a couple of yards on that play. Wyatt Harmon. We told you during Tiger Talk last week, we told you in the pregame show, they have plenty of kids that can carry the ball and be very dangerous. It's about the blocking, and the blocking on that play was spectacular. Now, Fisher is going to kick the extra point. Fisher Whitaker. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is low. And the kick is no good. Wide left. Had plenty of distance, plenty of height, but it hooked left. 18-16. Warsaw by 2. 3:12 left to play here in the first half. Back at 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Pretty easy drive to calculate. 3 plays, 80 yards, and a minute 24. Warsaw's got the lead back. It's 18-16. Hopefully you were able to follow that through the broadcaster who couldn't figure out which yard line the ball was on. First, I know we practiced last week, but I didn't get enough practice.
That's all right.
Wyatt Harmon will want that video for his highlight reel, though. Spectacular run.
Absolutely.
For the Tiger. And again, Rivich was past the line of scrimmage. A defender was coming up to him. He made that defender commit, Andy, and then pitched it.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly how you want to run the option. And that's what they're doing. They're optioning off that defender. And he made a great pitch, and Harmon took it to the house.
3:12 left in the half. Tigers leading 18-16 in a crazy first 21 minutes of the football season. Whitaker now to kick off. And he's going to bounce it down the field. It's going to go all the way back to the 23-yard line, and Jordan Davis is going to pick it up. Turns up field at the 25 and gets hit, knocked down by Brody Duncan at the 26-yard line. First down and 10, Panthers. They have plenty of time with 3:07 left to play here in the first half.
Let's see how this defense responds. You know, they gave up a pretty long Snyder touchdown drive last time. Let's see how they respond.
Well, even if you don't score, you'd love to stop them here, three and out. Run this clock out.
Yeah.
Again, knowing that Snyder gets the kickoff to start the third quarter.
For sure.
Bright sunshine once again back out here at Spoeller Stadium in Fort Wayne. It's been playing peekaboo with the clouds all late afternoon and evening. And Jaywin Harris and the Panther offense back on the field once again trailing 18-16. Harris with two backs in the backfield. And he will take the snap, waist high. He'll fake the handoff and run right. Being chased from behind, gets away. 30, 35, 40, and tripped up. Fletcher Pohl with a saving tackle at the 43-yard line of the Panthers. A 17-yard gain for the quarterback for Snyder in a first down.
It's turning into a shootout. Seeing chunk play after chunk play here.
Yeah, for sure. Clock stops. 2:59 left while they move the chains. Now it rolls again. Right now, they are getting Harris and Davis into space.
Yeah.
And that's something the Tigers just are going to have to figure out a way to at least slow down, if not stop. Again, Harris has Buchanan directly to his left and Davis outside of that. And they take the snap and they hand off to Davis up the middle, and he's tripped up as he crossed the 45-yard line. Pohl with another saving play there. After a gain of two, and the clock runs with 2:25 left, and the Panthers have all three of their timeouts.
Two great tackles in a row for Fletcher Pohl. Glad to see him back on the field.
Just the way he sat up made me think that it hurts, he's not injured. 2:05 left. The Snyder gets to the ball. Second and 8 from the 46 in Panther territory. Harris fakes the handoff. Rolling left, being chased from behind. Going to throw it on the run, and it's caught downfield. And the catch is made by the tight end, Owen Dodson. And he's got a first down to the Tiger 45-yard line. That's a gain of 9 on the pitch and catch. Dodson really got rocked by a Tiger after he caught the football. Actually, they're going to give him 10 yards because they marked the ball at the 44-yard line. 1:52 left. Clock moving as the chains are set.
That was number 7, Robert Strawn, on the tackle there.
1:43 left to play in the half. And the Panthers have all three of their timeouts. Harris, with two backs to his right, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs right. Being chased by Grady Nelson. Tigers stringing out. Harris still gets outside and is knocked out of bounds. Well, is he inbounds or not?
I think they're going to keep that clock running.
I think they are. Yep. It's a gain of 4 for Harris to the Tiger 40-yard line with 1:18 to go. The official started to wave his arms and then started to wind it, but he didn't really do either one. 1:10 to go. Harris for the near hash mark at the Tiger 40. Takes the snap, looking left all the way, throws it out there, and it's incomplete. Through the hands of B.J. Johnson. Strawn was the closest guy there for the Tigers. It'll be 3rd down and 6 coming up for Snyder. 18-16 Warsaw, an even minute to play here in the first half. 2-down territory for sure for Snyder. So you got to basically stop them 2 plays. They've got 3 wideouts in this formation. Harris. Again, takes the snap, hands off late to Davis, makes a man miss, makes a second man miss, and will be tackled inside the 40, and they will mark him in bounds at the 38-yard line, and Snyder's going to take their first timeout. Timeout Panthers with 49 seconds left to play here in the half. It will be 4th down and 4 when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 49 seconds left to play, first half. Warsaw 18, Snyder 16. The Panthers with 4th-and-4 from the Tiger 38-yard line. And remember, they get the kick to start the third quarter. So a stop here for Warsaw would be huge, to say the least.
I was going to say, that's an understatement.
Ball in the near hash mark. Harris has Davis to his left in the backfield. Three wideouts all to the wide side. Harris going to take off and roll out to his left. Throws it on the run. It's tipped and incomplete. Tipped and incomplete. Strawn from his safety saw it coming and ran in front of it and knocked it away. And the Tigers have held with 43 seconds left to play in the half, and they take over on downs.
And that's a big stop, because even if we don't score, I'm not sure if we're going to kneel or not or run the offense, but even if we don't score, that's a huge win, because Snyder didn't score to finish off the half, and like you said, they get the ball to start the second half. So that's a huge stop right there for Warsaw.
Just hang on to the ball, boys.
Yep.
Snap it twice. Snyder does still have two timeouts left, so they could try to stop the clock, but they can't stop Warsaw from running the clock out in
the
half.
Right. And a part of me thinks you just go into halftime, but
yes,
they're running.
Rivich under center from the 38. They run the counter play, and it's Reed to the outside. 40, 45, stood up, still going across midfield to the 49-yard line. 13-yard gain for Tucker Reed, 34 seconds left. Now the Tigers will take a timeout. We're going to keep it here for this one, Andy, with 34 seconds left, and Warsaw now at the Snyder 49-yard line.
That was a big run by Tucker, and it just kind of shows you, because he bounced off like three or four Snyder defenders. It just shows you the kind of endurance and not willing to go down on a first hit. Great run there by Tucker.
He's a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's a dude. We knew that going into last year.
Oh, yeah.
We saw it, and now we're seeing it again.
Absolutely.
You're on opening night. 18-16 Warsaw. 34 seconds left to play in the half. And again, if the Tigers don't score here, and this is where your kicking situation is painful, because last year you get 15 yards, you got a chance for Mason Smythe to boot this through. Mason's not here anymore.
Well, you think about the two kickers before Mason as well.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a luxury that not many high schools around here have had.
It goes back even before them, from Harrison Meavis to his brother Andrew.
Right.
Jordan Kiros, yep. Jake Rogers, those guys all are special kickers.
Absolutely.
Play resumes from the Panther 49. Rivich takes the snap, option play left. He will pitch it back late. This is Harmon. He turns up field, 40, got a block. He's inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line. 15 yards for Wyatt Harmon. Clock stops with 26 seconds left while they move the chains. No timeout yet for the Tigers. Looks like they are not going to take one. And now they are. Now they will take timeout. They're second. Warsaw to the 34-yard line, Andy, with 26 seconds to play.
Good couple runs there. And I was just going to say, I kind of like the Tiger assistant coaches. I like if you being able to see their reactions and the calls that they make down to Coach Curtis. It's kind of fun.
I will tell you this. And again, we still got 24 minutes and 26 seconds of football to play. The strength of this Snyder team, what they talked about all summer long, was our lines are going to be our strength. And Warsaw has done a more than admirable job in the first half of moving people around, especially on the offensive side.
You get a kind of a, I feel like this is kind of how the game's going to go in your head before the game. Be honest, this isn't what I kind of envisioned as far as the Warsaw offense.
No.
It's take away the first couple plays, but it's been impressive.
They're running their stuff.
Absolutely.
From the 34-yard line, 26 seconds left. Warsaw still with one timeout remaining. Rivich under center from the near hash mark. Option play left. He'll pitch it back late. It's caught by Harmon. Breaks a tackle. He's inside the 25-yard line. And they're going to say he was still moving forward, but we have a flag down.
Oh.
And it's holding against the Tigers back at the line of scrimmage. 17 seconds left. And the ball is going to go back to about the 30 or the 44-yard line. And now I vote for take a knee.
I don't know if they're going to.
No, they may not. By the way, my vote in this matter means nothing. Right. If Mark Curtis was standing right here doing what he's doing now, he wouldn't care less what I thought. And that's why we love him.
That's right.
So that'll move the ball back to the 44-yard line with 17 seconds left. Well, where's he going? There he goes. He started forward, he went too far, and then he backed up. He's at the 44-yard line. First down and 10, or first down and 20 now for Warsaw. And
okay.
Warsaw's going to take their final timeout. 17 seconds left. We'll keep it here so Steve can get everything ready for halftime. Warsaw burns their final timeout.
And they might as well. You can't take it with you.
No, you want to be sure.
Yep.
Right? This is about insurance. I want to make sure that I know that everybody knows what we're trying to accomplish with this play, whatever that play might be. And that tells you that there's going to be some at least marginal risk to it.
Could be.
Right?
Well, I saw Grady come in to the game.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're going to use him as a decoy or throw the ball in the air, but we'll see. We'll see if he stays out there because, he came in for Strawn.
Just don't want to make a mistake here.
No.
You have fought your way back from a 10-0 down to lead 18-16 here just before halftime, and Snyder gets the ball to start the third. Yep. You do not want to give them a positive play or the lead going into the third. Normal formation, tight formation for the Tigers. Rivich from the 44, rolling right, looking under pressure, and he's going to throw it in the flat, and it's incomplete. Intended for Brody Duncan, who would have been immediately tackled for no gain.
Yep.
11 seconds left. Clock stops. Now it's second down. Warsaw will bring an extra lineman. Actually, they'll make a substitution at lineman. Liam Kennedy, who was in line to be probably an outside linebacker or a cornerback, now on the defensive line for the Tigers. That's not a transition you see very often.
No.
Second down and 20 from the 44. Rivich stands up, looks to the sidelines. 11 seconds left. Warsaw leading by two. Rivich sends Harmon in motion. He stops. And it's going to be a pitchback. Harmon had to reach for it. He got it. 40, 35, and he's going out of bounds. He is out of bounds. Out of bounds at the 30-yard line. A 14-yard gain for Wyatt Harmon with 4 seconds left. And now let's see what Bart Curtis wants to draw up.
I think you just send a couple of your taller receivers and just throw it up.
We don't have any tall receivers.
Oh, Grady.
We got Grady. It's going to take him a while to get down there. Can our line block long enough for him to get into a position?
But he can catch.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. He's lining up as a wide receiver here, and he has single coverage out here on the near side. Final play of the half. Rivich, quick drop, lofting it up to the near side for Nelson, and the pass is way behind him and incomplete. And the clocks go to zero, and we've come to halftime. Warsaw, who was down 10-0 after they'd run 3 offensive plays, now leads at halftime 18-16. First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Spuller Stadium at Northrop High School. Warsaw 18, Snyder 16. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Smith Appliances in Warsaw. Smith Appliance is your one-stop shop for refrigerators, ranges, washers and dryers, freezers, dishwashers, and microwaves, and they service what they sell. Serving the area for over 60 years, Smith Appliances, 1119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw, and they say, go Tigers. The game started off very poorly for Warsaw. Tigers received a kickoff, and on their first play from scrimmage, they fumbled. At 9:24 of the opening quarter, Jaywin Harris scored an 11-yard run to make it 6-0. The kicker Mong Tung kicked the extra point to make it 7-0 in favor of Snyder. Warsaw had the ball then for two more plays. On the second play of their next drive, Warsaw fumbled again, and the Tigers saw the Panthers cash that in for a field goal that made it 10-0 in favor of Snyder. Warsaw then took the next drive down the field. A 37-yard run by Michael Schenk with 1:25 left in the quarter. The extra point was blocked, and it was 10-6 in favor of Snyder. And then the defense scored on a 23-yard fumble recovery for Ty Martin. He ran it into the end zone for a touchdown, and that made it 12-10, and that kick was blocked. The Panthers took the lead back at 4:36 of the second on a 4-yard run by Jordan Davis. That kick was blocked by Grady Nelson, and that kept the score at 16-12. And then Wyatt Harmon scored on a 76-yard run on third down and 4 with 3:12 to go in the half. The kick was wide left, and so our score stays at 18-16, Warsaw with the lead. When we come back on the Smith Appliance halftime show, we'll have 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. We'll come back and give you some scores that Steve has for us. It's coming up next here on News Now Warsaw.